is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Charlie Kirk, described by many as one of the most influential voices in President Trump's political movement, was shot and killed in Orem, Utah. The president spoke from the Oval Office.
Violence and murder are the tragic consequence of demonizing those with whom you disagree day after day, year after year, in the most hateful and despicable way possible.
CBS News chief Washington analyst Robert Costa says the 31-year-old Kirk was respected across party lines.
He had joy. You may disagree with Charlie Kirk's political views. You may march in the streets against them. You may be a major supporter of his and count him as an ally. At the end of the day, whether it's California Governor Gavin Newsom or others, they saw him as someone who was a real competent conservative and worthy of the arena he was in.
Kirk was speaking before a crowd of 3,000 people at Utah Valley University until a shot cracked the air.
There's a lot of chants, you know, some for him, some against him, but never did I think that it was going to turn violent. You know, it's something where you feel like you're safe on campus.
A manhunt for a suspect is underway. Thursday classes at all public schools are canceled in Evergreen and Conifer in Jefferson County, Colorado. This after a person who's not been publicly identified shot and injured two students before killing himself.
The announcement came on that there was a lockdown, and so me and like 30 other students ran to the band room. It was like one of the closest rooms, and we hid right around the door corner where they told us to hide.
Sheriff Reggie Marinelli noted their county was the scene of the Columbine High School massacre in 1999.
It's a tragic day here in Jefferson County, as unfortunately we have experienced previously. Our hearts go out to everyone affected by this senseless shooting.
Multiple Russian drones crossed into Poland in what European officials described as a deliberate provocation, causing NATO to send fighter jets to shoot them down. CBS News senior foreign correspondent Elizabeth Palmer has more.
Russia's defense ministry denies it had targeted Poland, but that's unthinkable, said Polish Foreign Minister Radoslaw Sikorski.
It simply defies imagination that that could be accidental.
A NATO spokesman said it was the first time the alliance confronted a potential threat in its airspace. Britain has begun human trials of what's being billed as a revolutionary new blood test for Alzheimer's disease.
I'm Vicky Barker in London, where researchers say they've developed a blood test that can diagnose Alzheimer's disease earlier and faster than current methods, which can sometimes take years. Now they're recruiting patients from memory clinics across the UK for clinical trials.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get two of the number one selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. Two of the number one bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the mountains or go pick up your dry cleaning?
RV wins!
Are we cleaning the gutters or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Are we getting a new passport or cruising up the coast?
RV wins!
Don't forget, you got that trip to Sweden coming up.
Oh, yeah, passport, then RV.
Yeah. With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
What causes attraction between people? CBS's Deborah Rodriguez looks at new clues.
Forget about looks. A study in the British Journal of Psychology finds it's a mix of shared traits, personal tastes, and yes, something in the way someone moves, smells, or talks that makes them attractive. That's despite earlier scientific findings that pointed to symmetrical faces and signs of biological fitness. This time, researchers looked at how traits like voices, body motion, and body odor come into play. When they separated the senses, the best indicator found to be a person's voice. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Prince Harry met his father, King Charles, in London, ending a 19-month-long estrangement. Harry, who cut many ties with the royal family back in 2020, met the king for a private tea after the prince appealed for reconciliation earlier in the year, says a source close to the royals. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. by meteorologist Rodney Price. A few clouds around in the overnight. A light breeze, and look for morning lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Sunshine for your Thursday with highs in the mid-70s. Warmer Friday as we'll top out in the mid and upper 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart.
grow stronger every day. Yeah. How much longer? No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No, no, oh, darling.
Sign on the straight and narrow highway. and show you the colors that are pony on the spinning wheel ride. Spinning wheel fly.
Not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Day one, the hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Oh,
people wearing your green slips.
About WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
Set me free. I always wanna be by your side.
Hear Hometown Radio refreshed. WRJN.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you ever nor near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak? Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
John Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Over yonder, what do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Morning. digging down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? The morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy.
People tell me there ain't no use in trying. my girl, you're so young and pretty. And one thing I know is true, yeah, you'll be dead before your time is due. Know it.
And you.